Hello, everyone. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. On today's show, I've got some special guests, our assistant athletic trainer, Chris Cortez, and his neighbor, Taryn Griffin. Now, you two had a unique experience. First of all, we have some outstanding players on this team, but we also have some outstanding staff members.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Chris, you and your neighbor and your wife,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, right.
You had all gone out to dinner.
Correct.
Something very unusual happened on the way home. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
So we were driving home. I know people probably saw it on the news, but we were driving home and coming down Doolittle. And Taryn yelled out and said, there's a car in the water. I was like, what? I was like, there's a car in the water. And she goes, turn around. So we turned around and we saw about 8 cars lined up on the side of the road. And about 15 people out there standing and looking. There was a lady that was in the car, in the water, in the estuary. And I was like, holy cow. So she looked at me. She said, okay, we're going to go in. I was like, okay, let's do it. So I gave all my stuff to my wife, and she held it there. And then some other random individual, I don't know his name. I wish he did, because he deserves just as much credit as we do. She was in the water. We tried to get her to come out. She couldn't come out. And we finally got her to roll down the window, and the car started going under. So Taryn, being the awesome swimmer that she is, she dove right in. And so I just went in right after her, and so did the other individual. And we went and fortunately got her out of there and without a scratch, which is pretty amazing, and nobody got hurt, and we saved her. So it was pretty interesting.
Now, Taryn, this is a little in your realm. You're a nurse, correct?
I am.
So you had the skill, I guess, to help, but were you expecting to be in that type of water?
No, definitely a different setting. I'm used to controlled environments and not stinky water.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
But no, it was something that I couldn't just watch a lady drown.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't know if she spoke English because she wasn't responding. So I'm doing sign language as best I could to get her to roll down the window and come out and yelling. And as soon as she rolled down the window, it went down fast. So we were in there quick.
Yeah. Oh. It was more of a reaction than, you know, sitting and thinking. I think that goes along with our business that, mm-hmm. you know, something happens, we got to be right on top of it versus just sitting and waiting. And I think that's fortunate that we were just there at that time. And we had already eaten, and it's been already over 30 minutes.
So we
didn't catch any cramps in the water, so we were fantastic, yeah.
Now, the water was cold, correct?
Yeah, it was a little bit chilly because it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock that evening when we were driving home. And so it was a little bit windy. The water was definitely cold, definitely salty, definitely a little bit foul odor, yes.
A little different, yes, okay. Yeah, well, I think the other thing that's probably great here in California that we've got daylight savings time, because normally that would have been a darker time. It was in the evening,
and maybe not. And she didn't have any headlights on. I mean, of course, she could get the car window down, but I can only imagine if it was darker, we might not have even seen any of that or any of those other individuals that were driving besides the person who saw it happen.
Right.
So it could have been a difference. So, yeah.
Now, I happen to know that you did sustain a few injuries yourself.
Nah, very minor compared to what could have happened.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, yeah, a couple of scratches on your feet, they're nothing compared to saving a life. So, I mean, I think it was a good trade-off.
Well, thank you all so much. Now, I will say, he says a couple of scratches on his feet. His feet look like, they look a little bit like he's raked them across some sandpaper. So I guess it's a little rough in those waters.
Yeah, a little jagged. It could have been the rocks or hooks that people lost from fishing in there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it could have been, but I'm okay. I'm fine now, so no problem.
What would you say from this entire experience? I mean, what do you learn from something like this?
Oh, well, not that it will ever happen again, but if it does, I would make sure I'm next to the car before I have them roll the window down, because once the window went down, the car went down fast.
It probably took about 5 seconds.
And I think if you're right there, you'll get her out quicker. And because she did go under for about 15 or 20 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Pretty significant.
So, definitely be closer next time.
Yeah.
Don't wait for it to
start going down. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a scary experience with a happy ending.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that you were able to be there for someone, just like you're, you know, here for our team. And will you be here for our team all season long?
Yes.
Okay, good answer. All right, Raider fans, once again, Chris Cortez and his neighbor, Taryn Griffin. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a great and safe day.